We are in session at 7 p.m.
Apparently it's going to work tonight.
Bill, so I guess
I didn't watch you do it. I couldn't remember which one you did.
Okay, I make a motion. We sign the warrant, pay the bills, and pay the payroll.
All right, I will second that. We've opened the meeting, reviewed and approved the minutes, reviewed and signed the orders with one to open forum. And seeing as we have nobody out and about, we'll move on to correspondence. Well, I'll post this. It feels like a card. Sometimes cards scare me that we get. So this was great news. Well, select board, just wanted to thank the board for approving the removal of the tree in front of my house this fall. I really appreciate it. Dwight Ballard, Sandra. Very nice. Speaking of that, we have another issue with the tree that Dave thought he had all taken care of up on Ballard Farm Road, and apparently the guy is a no-show so far, and the people that live there are, they're not, I mean, they've been very nice, but they're basically scared. I guess this tree is really rotten, and it's going to land on our house or in their driveway. So the fellow called me again today, and I told him I would get with Dave. I said, I assume it had been taken care of. And I called Dave and he said, yeah, I called the guy. The guy, excuse me, came up and looked and haven't heard, seen a word from, I heard a word or seen him or anything. So I said, well, I said, could you please rattle his cage and see if he's interested in doing it? If not, I said, let's move on. I said, there's a lot of guys that do that stuff. I don't know where he's at with it, but I haven't seen him. I haven't talked to him since this morning. We have the town meeting warning, and we have Tom Markowski's bill. I'm sure you've probably seen that.
That's a sweet one.
Well, this is what happens when you procrastinate. Anyways, Nora has.
Is Gina working on a structures grant for that?
I, as far as I know, she is. But I don't know, as I haven't seen or heard a word from her, so I'm not so positive that she is. According to what Nora sent me, what I have found, she says, is 114841 highway surplus, 130574 grant funding, 17800, and $100,000 in the tax relief that we could use and replace. So I don't know what, off the top of my head, what that comes up to. I'm assuming it's in the neighborhood. Somewhere on this, I haven't got a gun. Where it is, but I used to have one. We have to do it the old-fashioned way. Oh, there it is. There. Well, that comes up with that number. I guess that will get us out of the woods. And I'll have to find out what Gina's doing on that structures grant or David or somebody.
So, do we need a motion on paying that bill?
Yeah, the other thing we're going to need is we're going to need far more than that to file for that grant. From him. I mean, I just don't think you throw a piece of paper on the state's desk and they write you a check. I may do that in Washington, but I don't believe they do it in Montpelier.
I don't believe so either, and I don't believe you're gonna get that.
No, we'll get on. It's 140 or 120 is the max. But at least that puts the money back where we're taking it from, which we had no options. But we've got to have the details to put in. You got to fill in truck hours and excavator hours and da 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 da.
Well, supposedly all that's been kept in a folder.
Yeah, but we don't have it. Markowski would have
Oh, I see the breakdown of what he did. I see. Okay.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, anyways, yeah, we need to make. Excuse me, we need to make a motion to pay his bill. Otherwise, there'll be guys with badges and guns
Probably get
coming through the
ugly.
door. Yeah, I really don't want to go to Rutland Regional or Rutland Planning Commission or whatever they call it, Rutland.
Correctional.
Huh?
Okay, I'll make a motion. We pay Markowski Excavating the sum of $509,954 and 72 cents for work on the East Wells landslide.
I would second that. Then, that being said, Nora has a list of annual warning for the town meeting, which we need to approve or disapprove or whatever. The most part, I believe it's the same. Like the officers to receive the reports. Shall the town vote to appropriate a sum not to exceed $1,369,211.60 to be used to defray the general expenses of the town for maintaining roads? I wonder if that has to be written that way. I mean, we do more than just maintain, the highway department does more than just maintain highways. I just wonder if it ought to be a little more. But anyways, shall the town vote to utilize non-tax revenue to reduce the fiscal year 2026 commitment? That amount approximates $219,884.00. Shall the town vote $20,000 for the Lake State Conservation Fund? Shall the town vote $20,000 for the Wells Volunteer Fire Department for the purchase of a new fire truck?
I thought they already bought the fire truck.
They already did, and it's not a new fire truck. Kind of question that. Shall the town vote to appropriate $12,000 to the Lake St. Catherine Association? Shall the town vote to appropriate $8,000 to Granville Rescue for their services to the town of Wells? Because that goes up every year. Well, the costs go up every year, too. Shall the town of Wells vote $5,000 for the Wells Cemetery Improvement Corporation for use improving the cemetery? I have my own opinion on that. Shall the town appropriate $3,000 to our neighbor's table? These are by petition, most of them. Shall the town vote 2303 to VNA and Hospice? Shall the town vote to appropriate $1,030 to Rutland Mental Health? Shall the town vote to appropriate $1,000 to Southwestern Council on the Aging? Shall the town vote $800 to the Child First Advocacy Center? Shall the town vote $500 for Rutland County Restorative Justice? Shall the town vote to appropriate $5,000 for the Mount Association for Blind and Visually Impaired? Shall the town vote $500 to the Boltley Meadow Weed Soil Conservation District? Shall the town vote $475 to Brock Community Action? Shall the town vote $400 to the Vermont Adult Learning Center? Shall the town vote $300 to Rutland County Parent Child Care? Shall the town vote to appropriate $200 to Vermont Cares? Shall the town vote $200 to Neighbors Works of Western Vermont? Shall the town vote $200 to Rural Fire Protection Task Force? Shall the town vote to appropriate $160 for the Center of Independent Living? Shall the town vote to appropriate $150 to the New Story Center, formerly Rutland County Women's Network in Shelter? Shall the town vote $150 to Rutland County Humane Society, $150 to the Senior Volunteer Program, and $100 to Green Up Vermont? Shall the town vote to provide notice of availability of the annual report by posting on the town's website and posting in the three places in town at least 30 days before the annual meeting instead of mailing or otherwise distributing the report to the voters of the town of Wells? To transact any other lawful business to come before the town meeting. The only thing that we don't have is, and I don't know where we stand with it, I can't remember, Planning Commission. Are we going to change that from voting to appointment? And in my conversation with Devin, there's two towns in Vermont that elect.
And we were one of the two.
We're one of the two, yes. And he is, according to him, and I mean, I kind of would take his opinion pretty serious, he said that it seems to work far better when it's an appointed job rather than an elected job. He said the problems that you had in doing redoing your town report and so forth, he said, indicate what's happened in other towns that have elected commissions.
Now, would that have to go in front of the voters in order to change that?
Nora was 99% sure that I know it went before them when they changed it this way.
Yeah, it would make sense, I think.
So I'm assuming that if you go backwards, you're still going to do the same voting procedures. Um, I mean, I can check it out to be sure, but I'm 99% sure that we would have to do that. The only problem is, this is at the last minute. When does this have to be in? Like the second or the
It's
third or something, or no, I guess.
sorry, 15. Articles for petition for the 15th.
There was an email on it, but I can't remember why. I can't remember if it's the 10th or the 12th or the
It's the
13th or
15th.
something,
Well,
or the third.
if it's the 15th, then we still got one more meeting.
No, it's not. It's before that, but I can't remember the date.
That's before our next meeting. Oh.
Oh, the articles petition are the 15th, and I think people are the 25th. I believe that's what it said on the calendar thing.
People are,
People are the 25th.
yeah, but it's got to be
Articles.
to the printer.
Articles.
Yeah, but it's got to
Oh,
be to the
right. That has to be
printer.
right.
Let's see if I can go. Oral. Hey there, how are you? Hey, is Laurel handy? We're in the middle of a meeting, but I've got a question on her
She's got to have it. I think it's
articles.
a 13. Oh.
Yep. On the articles, when do you need them completed by? There's one article that we had talked or one thing that we had talked about that isn't on this list, and I know I remember seeing some dates when you had to have it, but I didn't know when. I don't remember what they were, and I didn't take real note of it or whatever.
Five. So, five.
Okay. So, okay. All right. That'll work then. Yeah, we had talked about changing the planning commission back to the way it was always been and the way the rest of the state is, and that's appointment rather than election. And in talk, I spent some time on the phone today with Devin Neary from Rutland Regional Planning. He was telling me that problems we had this spring are similar to what he's run into in other towns that have elected planning commissions rather than appointed. That was my thought, anyways. All right, so we can squeak by the next meeting. All right, perfect. That's all I need. Yep. You're done good. All right, bye. Can't squeak by. I pushed it back 5 days, so.
Good.
So I don't know. We want to wait and get Tammy's opinion if she's going to be at the next meeting or not, or get her opinion one way or the other.
Well, if we got one more meeting, we can get her opinion anytime in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I can talk to Nora about it as well. We talked about it before, but. Hey, the rest of it is what it is, so to speak. And I don't know. You said it was roughly $600 last year to mail the town reports.
Was close to 7, yeah, 6, like 680
Oh, it's
something.
probably going to be half again that much this year.
Yeah, I think
Christmas card was 78
I'm
cents.
pretty sure I saw it was 600 and change.
And I don't know what the rate is for like that. I mean, being a package rather than a letter.
It's gone up from last year, I do know that.
I know I walked into the post office and I had a couple of cards, maybe 4 or 5 cards. And Put $3 on the thing.
Come again.
Didn't work.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's going to cost. We could find out, I guess, somehow. I don't know whether they can tell you.
We
They're the
probably
ones that they do the program.
does the pretty thing, and they'll send me a thing with what they
Yeah, but I wonder, they
cost.
must do
Ma'am.
the permit thing.
So they do the mailing stuff, so they send us a thing with how much I need to get to them.
Could you put it on your list of things to do to see if you could find out what it was,
What
what
it would cost.
the same number of,
Okay.
roughly the same pages and the same number. I don't know if
Okay.
Wayne gets involved with it or not, but I mean, it'll be the same size book and everything.
Okay.
But I mean, I just think for the readership of it that I noticed the school board, they just arbitrarily went on their own. I don't know how they pulled that off, but
I don't think they're doing it legally.
I don't believe so, but
They're getting away with it.
yeah, as far as I know,
Well, so far.
nobody's gone down the road. So,
Yeah,
anyways, yeah. Gina asked me in an email if she could get tagged on to the town email, select board email, and when she's corresponding with these people, and I said I thought it would be an excellent idea
I
rather
thought
than,
she already was.
yeah, I did too, and I guess I thought it. Never asked, never paid any attention, so I told her to go for it.
Oh, did you give her the password?
No, I didn't do anything.
Oh, okay.
I just typed, I had an email and I just typed her, yeah, please go ahead and do it. So I don't know if she's laying on the desk, so she can do it if she wants, or she probably knows it. Valerie Vitale has been appointed our new, or not our new, reappointed. Congratulations on your commission as Town Officer. Donna Wells, as Vermont's Commissioner of Health, I am appointing you to a 3-year term starting on 6/1/25. I don't follow that, but I believe 6/1/25 is long gone.
Oh, I thought it was done way back when too, but I was told that it wasn't, so I didn't question it.
And she has done a rather good job at it, I think. I've met
I
with her
think
a bunch
so.
of times. She got right in, rolled up her sleeves, and got into these two sewage or septic capers on by the lake. And she's getting so she knows the right people to call and the right strings to pull.
Oh, I don't doubt it at all.
Yeah, Clayton Trapp. The guy's name, Jeffrey Sample, is the guy that has the garage. We went there, Paul, myself, and I think Dave and his contractor went there and met with him 2 or 3 years ago. And he was supposed to take care of his water issues. It's come to our attention that he hasn't taken care of his water issues. So I think we probably ought to write him a letter that come springtime, we will take care of the water issues. Lisa Adadio, 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 better name?
Yeah.
Bob Lewis.
How do you?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's, they're the ones that called me. They called Sherry, and Sherry does. She referred them to me. Thank you for that.
So local.
And he was very nice, but he just, he's had enough. Garbage truck, I guess, about slid off the road yesterday.
Oh,
So much water
that's not good.
on an angle, so yeah. And then the other deal is the tree that we talked about up on Ballard Farm Road. And what is this, Sean? Oh, Apparently, that's not his garage.
Oh
No, Paul doesn't think it is, but
no. That's the
1273 or 1873.
came up as his or came up with that name when I looked under 911. I don't know.
You said you got somebody you can.
I sent him a text, but he hasn't got back to me.
Oh, okay. All right, so we'll just table his letter for now. Somebody up there will get a letter.
I hope John Tiffany doesn't have that garage on Sean's tax rolls.
I think they've got a lot of stuff that I think he's got a lot of stuff he hadn't seen yet. He hadn't been around. And, now Sherry said he's done
Yeah,
tomorrow or Friday or
because
whatever.
he was the day I was here, he had somebody coming in, right?
He's supposed to, and then the guy didn't come.
No.
So yeah, it's supposed to be Lewis, so he's part of the reappraisal.
So he drove all the way up here for nothing.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
He's going to check everything and just kind of make sure everything's all set, and which it was, but.
Then, and moving along here, we went through that water issues. Rutland Regional Planning, LHMP. We have homework here to read between now and the meeting.
Yeah, I read it.
And our meeting is on the, what did I say, the 4th? Must be Monday, next Monday, maybe 4th or 5th. I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head when it is. It's Monday or Tuesday, and I don't know which day it is. I don't know. And I did also talk to when I was talking to fellow from the Planning Commission. He asked me if the Rutland Regional Planning Commission, he asked me if our planning commission was involved in this. And he said, have they been meeting? I said, I haven't seen a soul, haven't heard a word.
No, they haven't been. Or at least Cheryl hasn't gone to any meetings.
So he said they definitely should be kind of involved, just for suggestion purposes and knowledge. So I will mention that to Mr. Gilman. Should have just done it when I was on the phone. All right. Cemetery, I've heard nothing, seen nothing since the last meeting. I don't know what to do there. Supposedly, they're going to have a annual meeting sometime. I don't know. I just.
Yeah, he's not sure who owns it. He says he thinks that it's the house just before you get to Jack Williams on the water, the log cabin. Who used
Just
to own that?
before
Miss,
you get
is
to
that the one that Mrs. Brown used to own?
Jack Williams.
Right.
You got Mossman, Mrs. Mossman, but that's a regular, it's not a log cabin, it's just a regular
There's a
house.
little log cabin past by Azaz.
We're
Little tiny.
he's saying it's a house
is it on the
on the water next to Jack Williams's before. He said the area they've been digging up next to the little garage, he thinks is owned by Khmer Slate people.
The little garage is right next to this garage, about 2 feet between them.
Yeah, but the garage that's across the street from Jack's that they just built here not too long ago.
It's like a post and beam.
Right, board and batten.
It's board and batten on the outside of the post
Right.
and beam.
He thinks the people that own it are the ones that are just before you get to Jack Williams's. For some reason, I thought that was a log cabin, but maybe it's something
I
else.
think it was, it had, it wasn't, I think it was a slab,
Yeah.
you know, it wasn't real logs, but it was a slab cabin or
Yeah,
something.
that's what I should have
But I
said.
was thinking that was on the other side of the road. I was thinking that the one was Jack's brother, the one that died. Well, there's been two or three of them die, but the younger one that was a carpenter, cabinet maker, or
Oh,
whatever it
Art.
was, or he worked there or owned it. I think he worked there for whoever bought it, or maybe he
Yeah,
bought it.
because his house was over on Buttons Falls Road.
Yeah, but this was a camp. I don't know whether he was working there or what he was doing, but oh, him and oh shit, what's his name? License plates, Cribbin. He's married to Mrs. Telescope.
Oh, Kathy Jugger? Yeah,
Her husband,
Oh, David.
Dave Jacket.
Yeah.
Him and Williams worked on that place you're talking about. I can't remember what they did. They did some kind of kitchen or something. All right, well, I'll have to do some further testing there. Find out who owns it. And maybe he just put a sign on there, 1273. I mean, that's, we know what we're talking about. This is how he operates. Or 1873. I'll take a look at it again tomorrow. Well, it won't be tomorrow. I'll look at it Thursday. All right. New business. We already, East Wells Road project. Obviously, it's complete. Obviously, we're going to pay the Markowskis. We just need to get information from them to get the grant paperwork squared away. And other than that, I haven't heard of anything. There was a few problems yesterday in town, but nothing crazy. The only one I heard that was crazy was a fellow that works in Rutland decided rather than go out either end of Bullfrog, he lives on Bullfrog, works in Rutland. And rather than going out either end of Bullfrog, he decided to go up over Hilltop and couldn't
Oh.
understand why it hadn't been properly plowed and sanded and so forth. And this was at 4:30 in the morning or 3:30 in the morning or something. So,
Yeah, I can see we're at 3:30 in the morning. Might have been a little nasty up there.
I just can't imagine.
Oh,
I can't imagine, you know, why he would even do that.
can't either.
Anyways, John Henry had to back up from Randy Martell's. He was right by Randy Martell's garage, right on top of the hill. That's where he got to, and he couldn't go any further, slid off the road or something.
We got it. He almost made it then.
And so John Henry back from Route, went to Granville, up Route 31, and backed all the way up the hill from Randy Martell's house and sanded him out and then pulled him out, sanded him out, and he got him out of there. But, I just, you know, shortly before 3:30 in the morning, it wasn't raining. It didn't take long. Once it was raining pretty good when it started raining. Anyways, I believe that was the only adventure other than the fact that our salt was low. But I didn't hear a great amount of complaints or anything. And I don't have another thing unless you've got something or
I do not.
Sherry has something that I might have forgot or whatever.
Believe
Well, in that case, I guess I would wish everybody a happy new year and seek for a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion, we adjourn.
I'll second it.